All right, so you're ready to jump into the Goblin ecosystem, huh? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into Goblin's protocol and how their fee tiers work. More specifically, what it all means for you as a liquidity provider.
We're going to break down these fee tiers, how they work, and how they stack up against other platforms in terms of what you can potentially earn.
Sounds good to me.
Ah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take it back a step. When we say fee tiers, what exactly are we talking about?
So think of liquidity pools like marketplaces within the Goblin's protocol. You lend your crypto assets, others can trade against them, simple enough, right? Each trade generates a small fee, and because you're providing liquidity, you earn a portion of those fees. The fee tier determines what percentage of each trade you're getting.
Okay, so different levels of earning potential based on the pool I choose.
Exactly. Goblin's protocol offers a few different options, actually. You've got 1%, 0.3%, and 0.05%. The idea is to give you, the provider, more control and flexibility. It's about finding which tier best aligns with your risk tolerance and the assets you're providing.
Got it. So let's say I'm just dipping my toes into these liquidity pools. How would these tiers actually play out in a real-world scenario?
All right, so let's imagine you're in a pool with a 0.05% fee tier, right? For every $10,000 traded in that pool, you'd earn $5. Simple enough. But here's where it gets interesting. In a volatile market, that $10,000 trading volume, that could happen multiple times a day. Now, in a more stable market, it might take several days to reach that volume. So your choice of fee tier needs to consider these market fluctuations.
Interesting. So even though the percentage is lower, a volatile market could mean higher earnings, but also higher risk.
Exactly. And that's what makes choosing the right tier so important. That's something that really sets Goblin's protocol apart. It gives providers that ability to really fine-tune their strategy based on how comfortable they are with risk.
Makes sense. Now, I know we were looking at some stuff earlier, and it mentioned that stablecoin pairs are usually a good fit for that lower fee tier, the 0.05%. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Right. Because stablecoins, by their nature, they tend to be less volatile. Their prices fluctuate less dramatically than other cryptocurrencies. So for stablecoin pairs, that 0.05% tier often provides a good balance, relatively low risk, and you can still see consistent returns.
But for assets that are more prone to, you know, price swings going up and down a lot, a higher tier might be the better option.
Yeah, for sure. If you're someone who embraces a bit more risk, that 1% tier could potentially yield significantly higher returns, especially when the market's seeing a lot of action.
So it all comes down to weighing the potential rewards against your own risk appetite. How do I know which lane is right for me? Okay, so we've talked about the different fee tiers on Goblin's protocol and, you know, how those might play out depending on what's happening in the market. But what does it actually look like to be a liquidity provider in this ecosystem? What am I actually doing?
It's all about being active in the market. When you become a liquidity provider, you're essentially lending your assets to those pools we talked about. That lets traders swap between different tokens. And you're getting rewarded for providing that liquidity, earning a cut of the fees from those trades.
So more trading activity means higher potential earnings for me, right?
You got it. And that's why really understanding those market dynamics and picking the right fee tier, that's crucial. It's not just parking your assets and hoping for the best. You got to actively assess the risk, keep an eye on market conditions, and maybe adjust your strategy over time.
Gotcha. So about those fees, how do they actually get collected and distributed? What do they just magically appear in my wallet?
Well, it's not magic, but it is pretty seamless. As trades happen, those fees are automatically collected by the protocol itself and distributed proportionally to all the liquidity providers in that pool. And then you have options. You can reinvest those fees, potentially amplify your earnings over time, or you can just withdraw them, whatever works for you.
So there's a good amount of flexibility there, depending on, like, my investment goals.
Yeah.
It's cool how Goblin's protocol lets you have different strategies. Now, you know, gotta ask, the source mentioned this thing called impermanent loss. Sounds a little intimidating, not going to lie. What is that, and how does it all factor into this?
Yeah, you definitely want to know about it. But don't let the name scare you off. Basically, impermanent loss, it means there's a chance the value of your assets might decrease while they're locked in that liquidity pool compared to if you just held onto them in your wallet.
Can you give me a concrete example of how that might shake out?
Sure. Let's say you've got token A and token B, right? You provide liquidity to a pool with those two. Each one's valued at $1 at the start. Nice and easy. Now imagine token A goes through the roof, shoots up to $5, while token B just kind of hangs out, stays stable at $1. Because the liquidity pool, it's trying to keep things balanced between the two tokens, You might wind up with a smidge less of token A and a bit more of token B, just to reflect that price difference.
Okay, I'm following you.
So here's the thing. If you just held onto your token A instead of putting it in the pool, its value would have jumped way higher, right?
Right.
That difference, that's the impermanent loss.
So even though I'm earning those trading fees, there's a chance I could miss out on some gains if one of the tokens takes off.
That's the trade-off, yeah. But, and this is important, impermanent loss is only realized if you pull your liquidity out of the pool while those price differences are still there. If token A and token B level out, go back to a similar ratio like when you started, you wouldn't actually experience any impermanent loss. It's all about understanding how the market's moving and making smart decisions based on how much risk you're comfy with.
So don't panic if one of my tokens is acting like a rocket while the other one's still chilling on the launch pad.
Exactly. Think of it like riding a wave, yeah? There will be ups and downs.
Yeah.
But over time, those fees you're earning, those can outweigh any temporary losses because of those price swings.
That makes me think this is where picking the right fee tier in the first place, that becomes even more crucial, huh?
For sure. Higher fee tiers, those can actually help soften the blow from impermanent loss, especially when things are volatile. It's always that balancing act, though, right? Risk versus reward.
Right. Finding that sweet spot. Now, you mentioned earlier how important it is to stay informed, you know what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
Any practical tips for our listeners who are new to Goblin's protocol? What should they be watching out for?
Well, things move fast in DeFi, so staying informed is key. Keep your eye on the trading volume within the pools you're thinking about. More volume generally means more chances to earn fees. And of course, gotta watch those token prices. If you see one consistently climbing, might be worth looking into pools where you can provide that token as liquidity.
It's amazing how much there is to consider.
Yeah.
You really have to be on top of your game in the DeFi space, constantly learning and adapting.
No doubt about it. And that's what makes it so exciting. Remember those fee tiers we talked about? Imagine a token pair suddenly blows up, becomes super popular for trading. Everyone wants a piece of it.
Right. Got to ride that wave.
Exactly. So you might think, okay, 1% fee tier, that's where I'm going to rake it in. More trading activity, higher percentage, bigger rewards.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
Hold on, not so fast. That increased trading, it often brings along more price volatility, which means that risk of impermanent loss.
Yeah.
It goes up too. A smart liquidity provider, they take all that into account.
It's like a delicate dance, right? Mm-hmm. Balancing risk and reward, constantly reassessing.
That's a great way to put it. And that's where all those tools and resources we talked about, like those analytics platforms, those become so crucial. They give you that extra insight into how pools have performed historically, what the market sentiment is like, even potential trends popping up in DeFi. It's like having a leg up.
Like having a crystal ball, almost.
Almost. Okay, maybe not a crystal ball, but you get the idea. The point is, this deep dive, it's given you the foundation to navigate Goblin's protocol. Now it's about taking that knowledge and running with it. There's a ton of info out there. Keep learning, keep exploring.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially in the world of DeFi.
Yeah.
It's been incredible breaking down these intricacies with you, getting into the nitty-gritty of Goblin's protocol and how these fee tiers really shape the experience.
I agree. And for anyone listening who's feeling fired up, ready to dive in, my advice, check out the Goblin's protocol documentation, spend some time on their forums, maybe even experiment with a little bit of capital, see how it feels.
There you have it. Start small. Do your research and never be afraid to ask questions. And on that note, that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll catch you next time. Happy trading, everyone.